各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要来谈一谈所罗门的儿子，罗伯安的故事。
Today I would like to share with you the story of the son of Solomon, Rehoboam.
圣经上用一句话来形容他的一生。
The Bible uses one sentence to describe his life.
我们来看历代志下的十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志下的十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 12.
十二章的十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
历代志下十二章十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 14.
罗伯安行恶，因他不立定心意，寻求神。他的一生结论就是他没有立定心意寻求神。
The verse summarizes his life, that is that he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
那我们想用立定心意寻求神做题目来谈谈他的一生。
So I would like to use this topic, preparing his heart to seek the Lord, to discuss the life of Rehoboam.
我们分三点来讲。
I will break the topic into three points.
第一点，他遇到困难了，寻求人的意见。
First is that whenever he encountered difficult times, he sought advice from men.
后来他有听先知的话，寻求神的意思。
Even though later on he did listen to the prophet.
但是他一生实际上讲他却不立定心志继续这样做。
To seek the Lord. However, for the rest of his life, he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
我们看列王记上的十二章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 1.
罗伯安的故事大概是分别记载列王记上的十二章跟历代志下的十二章。
The life stories of Rehoboam has been recorded in 1 Kings chapter 12 and 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志下十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse
1. 十一章的四十几节谈到所罗门王已经过世了，那这个他的儿子罗伯安就位了，接续他做王。
In the previous chapter, it had talked about how Solomon had passed away and his son then succeeded the throne.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
罗伯安往示剑去，因为以色列人都到了示剑，要立他做王。其实问题来之前都有一个征兆。
I'm sorry, 1 Kings chapter 12, and it says that.And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king, and this is a premonition for his future.
本来立王应该在耶路撒冷才对。
Because when someone wants to become a king, they should assume the throne in Jerusalem.
那为什么这里要到示剑去呢？比较北边的地方去呢？
But why did Rehoboam choose this city, Shechem, which is north of Jerusalem?
我们就知道到所罗门的晚年呢。其实有一些人是反对所罗门王，尤其北方的人。
We find out that at towards the reign, the end of Solomon's reign, there were people from the northern part of the nation that did not submit to Solomon.
因为在所罗门王的政策上面他比较重男轻北。
Because Solomon's policies were favoring the south.
就好像我们在台湾台北市是直辖市的时候，高雄也会叫，因为那时候是重北轻南。
For example, in Taiwan, the city of Taipei was favored by the central government, and so the people in the south would be jealous of people in the northern cities.
那你看到总共有所罗门把全国分成十二个行政区其中犹大支派就不用来这个攻击所罗门王的吃用的问题。
To demonstrate Solomon's showing of favoritism is that Solomon had divided the kingdom into 12 provinces, but only his own province, the province of Judah, did not have to pay tribute to feed his court.
所以这个倒造成北方的一些不满。
And because of this policy, the people of the north were discontent.
那所以北方的人在他即位的时候就来跟他要求两件事情。
And so when Rehoboam assumed the throne, the people from the north came to him with two requests.
第一个就是不要做那么多的劳力因为所罗门为了要建圣殿动用很多劳工。
The first request was that they asked Rehoboam not to put such heavy yoke on them because during the time of Solomon, they had been asked to build the temple.
那第二个就是这个税收可不可以减少一点点。
Their second request was to decrease the amount of taxes they had to pay.
当他们来跟罗伯安问的时候呢，罗伯安说：“你给我三天的时间，我就回答你。”
So when they presented Rehoboam with these two requests, Rehoboam said, "Wait for 3 days, then I will come back to you with the answer."
在三天的时间啊，我们看到罗伯安没有寻求神的旨意，没有问先知，没有问祭司。
During this, these 3 days, we find that Rehoboam did not seek God's will, or he did not consult a priest.
啊，他寻求人的意见。
Or prophet. Instead, he sought advice from men.
那我们来读列王记上十二章七到十一节。
So let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 7 through 11.
老年人对他说：“现在王若服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。”第八节。王却不用老年人给他出的主意，就和那一些和他同长大，在他面前势力的少年人商议，说：“这民对我说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些，你们给我出个什么主意，我好回复他们。”第十节，那同他长大的少年人说：“这民对王说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些。”王要对他们如此说：“我的小拇指比我的父亲腰还要粗。”十一节，我父亲用，重，我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用鞭子，用蝎子的鞭子责打你们。我们看到，虽然同样寻求人，但是，罗伯安采用少年人的意见。
Even though Rehoboam asked advice from the elders and the young men, he chose to listen to the young men.
其实老人家他们是比较懂得利害轻重的关系。
Even though the elders were more experienced.
那一般年轻人都比较喜欢享受。
In general, the young men like to enjoy themselves.
比较喜欢酷，很酷，所以讲话也很酷，这样子。
They like to be cool, they like to show off.
他们也比较不懂得天高地厚，到底未来的情形会怎么样。
They also do not know the future of how severely something can happen.
所以他们很酷地说，我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗。
So they wanted him to very proudly say that his thumb is thicker than his father's waist.
然后呢，父亲用鞭子，我用蝎子的鞭子来打你们。
I'm sorry, his little finger is thicker than his father's waist, and then he will chastise them with whips.
我们中文说不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
There's a Chinese saying that says that if you do not listen to your elder, you will suffer.
结果真的，罗伯安后来就撕掉了十个支派。
And indeed, at the end, he lost 10 tribes.
我们来看十二章的十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
王不肯依从百姓，这事乃是出于神，为要应验他借示罗人亚西亚对尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所说的话。那当然这也是应验神的，借着这个先知所说的一段话。
And this occurrence show what that the prediction set by the prophet of God had come true.
有个先知啊，是亚西亚，示罗人亚西亚。
There's a prophet named Ahijah Shilonite.
穿一件新的衣服去找耶罗波安。
He wore a new garment to talk to Jeroboam.
然后呢，他把外衣脱掉，就把它撕成十二块。
After he had taken off his outer garment, he tore the clothes into 12 pieces.
那让耶罗波安拿十块。
And he let Jeroboam take 10 pieces.
因为所罗门王晚年拜偶像，神定义要破坏所罗门王的国度。
Because Solomon, in the end of his reign, he worshipped idols, and so God wanted to destroy his nation.
当然，这件事情在谈到神有绝对的主权，对事情有绝对的主权。
And this historical event tells us that God has complete authority over what happens in the world.
并不代表耶罗波安一定会在他手上失落十个支派。
It did not mean that Jeroboam would for sure inherit the ten tribes.
你知道神对一个专心归他的人，有时候会改变心意
We know that sometimes if we focus our heart to seek after the Lord, he may change his mind.
所以你看神一定西西家王死掉。
Even though God had wanted King Hezekiah to die,
但是他面向墙壁哀哭向神求。
But he repented and he cried out to the Lord.
结果以赛亚还没有走出这个庭院，神的话又临到以赛亚，叫他回去跟西西家讲说，要给他多活十五年。
So even before Isaiah was able to exit from the king's palace, God has sent words through him to tell Hezekiah that he would lengthen his life by 15 years.
所以说神说这是乃出于神告诉我们，人类的历史都在神的掌握当中。
So these historical events tell us that everything is under God's control.
那这一段我们也有几点学习。
And we can learn several other points from this story.
我们看耶伯记的十二章十二节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 12 verse 12.
耶伯记十二章十二节。
Job 12:12。
十二章十二节。
Job 12:12。
年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。真的，年纪比较大的，他们有更多的人生的经验。
It is true the elders have more experience in life.
所以说，白头发是老年人的荣耀。
That is why it says that gray hair is the pride of the elders.
所以圣经这样讲，我们遇到老年人呢，要站起来。
So the Bible also tells us that we should stand up when we see elderly.
因为他们很多人生的经历值得我们尊敬。
Because they have so many life experiences, and we should revere them.
那年轻人常常要在错误当中学习摸索。
As young men, we often need to learn through our mistakes.
常常是不经过一件事情不长智慧，不经一事不长一智。
We may find that unless we commit a mistake, we will not learn from the experience.
但是有时候我们所付的代价，那个学会实在是太贵了。
But sometimes we will find that our mistakes actually lead to such penalty that we cannot take it.
就好像十二个支派损失掉十个支派，这个实在是很厉害的。
For example, Rehoboam's mistake cost him 10 tribes.
所以年轻人要常常懂得去。在人生的错误当中学习改进。
So as young men, we need to learn from our from the experiences of the elders, so and from our mistakes in order to learn.
有个姐妹在谈到她怎么样帮助她的孩子。
There's a sister who said that told me how she felt she helped her children.
她的经济能力是不错的。
She has a stable income.
但是那个小孩子的学费他说他要他们孩子自己贷一点款，自己负一点责任。
When her children went to college, she wanted them to take out loan and try and repay their loans.
后来这个孩子在学校离开家很远了，后来为了要赚更多的钱，去跟人家投资股票。
Later on, this child, in order to pay for his tuition, he wanted to earn more money, therefore he invested in the stock market.
结果他输了很多的钱。
And because of that, he lost a lot of money.
妈妈也要让他自己来负这个生命错误的责任。
And his mother decided to allow him to bear the penalty of his mistake.
后来他毕业之后回到自己家的公司做事情。
Later on, he graduated and he came back home to work in their family business.
妈妈觉得这样不行，一天到晚就是迟到，到公司都迟到。
And the mother discovered that he was always late to the company.
所以叫他要就把他裁员了。
And so the mother fired him.
让他到自己到外面去找工作。
And she allowed him to look for a job outside.
后来他也是心很舍不得，因为这个孩子每天五六点就要起床到很远的地方去上班。
Even though she felt hurt because she did not want to see her child getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning to go to a very far away place to work every day.
但是因为在别人家公司上班，凡事要守规矩。
But because he is allowed to work in a different company where he has to behave himself.
后来这个孩子就慢慢的在他的这种艰苦当中学习成长。
And through his hardship working at this other company, he began to become more mature.
小弟也觉得这个妈妈相当的有智慧。
And so I believe this mother has great wisdom.
年长的有时候是真的比较人生经验。
And it is true, sometimes the older people have more life experience.
我在想，到底年长的要怎么样帮助年轻人做正确的选择呢？
I often think of this question. I wonder how, as older people, we can help the younger ones.
你看这个罗伯安没有听年长的话，到底这个年长的有什么方法可以让罗伯安真的来啊看清楚事态的严重性呢？
We see that in this case, King Rehoboam did not listen to the elders. I ponder upon whether I can help them in a way that they can accept.
我想这些长老啊，这些啊大臣啊，如果懂得把罗伯安带到神面前，可能又不一样。
I believe that if the elders could bring King Rehoboam in front of God, the end result would be different.
有时候我们跟孩子讲一些事情啊，孩子的心被蒙蔽啊，听不进去。
Sometimes we say something to our children, and the heart of our children is blinded, and so they cannot listen to what we're saying to them.
这个时候，如果可以把孩子带到神面前，用祷告的方法解决问题，结果应该会不一样。
And I believe if we can pray for them and bring them in front of God, I think the result will be different.
有个爸爸，希望他的孩子啊，不要念一般的大学，念社区大学就好了。
There is a father who did not want his children to go to a regular college. He wanted him to go to a community college.
当然他个人有很多的原因呢。
But of course, there are many reasons for him to want to do that.
但是他在想怎么样让孩子做正确的决定，因为其实爸爸的意见也不一定正确的。
But he wanted his child to make the right decision, and knowing that his own decision may not be correct.
因为谁看得清楚未来呢？只有神最知道啊。
Because who can tell the future? Only God knows.
所以就鼓励孩子家人多为这些事情祷告。
And so he encourages son to pray about this, and he has the whole family pray for him.
后来他的孩子从神那边得到答案。
Later on, his child received a message from God.
他说主耶稣给他三次答案。
He said that the Lord Jesus gave him the same answer three times.
第一次他为这个事情祷告的时候，他灵言突然改变。
The first time when he prayed about this, he felt that his tongue had changed.
他知道走这条路是神的旨意。
He knew that this is the way of the Lord.
另外两次到教会去，每次听道理就听到他该走的路是怎么样的路。
And later on, when he went to church to listen to a sermon, he found that he realized which path he should take.
那时候回头看才知道，原来神的恩典真的是满路径。
And later on, looking back, he realized howa wonderful God's plan.
所以我们要懂得把孩子带到神面前来。
And so we should know how to bring our children to God.
我们再来看后来罗伯安他也有听先知的话。
We can see later that King Rehoboam did listen to the prophet.
我们来看历代志下十一章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 4.
历代志下十一章第一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 4.
十一章第一节。
Oh, I'm sorry. Chapter 11 verse 1.
罗伯安来到耶路撒冷，召集犹大家和便雅悯家，共十八万人，都是消遣的战士，要和以色列人征战，好将国夺回，再归自己。第二节。
Verse 2.
但神的话临到神人士玛雅说，第三节，你去告诉所罗门的儿子犹大王罗伯安。而住在犹大便雅悯以色列的众人，第四节，神如此说：你们不可以上去，与你们的弟兄征战，各归各家去吧，因为这事出于我。众人就听神的话，归回，不去与耶罗波安征战。没有一个人甘心啊，这么多财产被人家拿走了，不去夺回来的。
No one was happy that they had lost all their possessions, and they wanted to go and get it back.
你可以想象，你有一百万，别人家把你夺走八十万，你不会想要去把它拿回来吗？
For example, if you have $1 million and your neighbor stole $800,000, would you want to get it back?
你会想到说，所以，罗伯安之后的三百年，南朝啊，几乎都有南北的战争的行为。
We can see that after King Rehoboam in the next 300 years, we'll find that there's constant battles between the north and the south.
包括亚比央跟亚撒，这是罗伯安的儿子跟孙子的时代，他们都兴兵啊，要去把北方给拿回来。
So this continued to the third generation from Rehoboam.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那是我阿公的土地啊。
Because they would say that This land belonged to my grandfather.
你看我们台湾刚开始蒋介石先生退守台湾的时候。
For example, in Taiwan, when Chiang Kai-shek first came to Taiwan, went to Taiwan.
刚开始说喊的口号就是一定要光复大陆，因为那本来是他觉得是他的。
His slogan was to retake the whole of China.
所以啊，耶罗波安做这个是很正常的反应嘛。
Because he believed that it was his.
罗波安做这个是很正常的反应的。
So we can see it's very natural for Rehoboam to want to reclaim the land that he had lost.
但是神出来阻止他。
But God stopped him.
他说这是出于我。
He said that this came from me.
啊，借着神人呢、啊、来跟他讲，来跟百姓这样讲。
Through the man of God, he said to the people.
那我们看到，其实这时候罗波安呢、啊、他还不错，他选择听神的话。
So we can see here that it was good of Rehoboam to listen to God.
因为如果不听神的话，结果一定是更惨的。南北战争啊，这个结果一定是更惨的。
If he did not listen to God, they would have had a civil war.
我们知道你听神的话、哦、神会为你负责了。
We know that if we listen to the Lord, he will take care of us.
如果你不听神的话、哦、自己要为自己的行为负责了。
But if we disobey the Lord, we have to be responsible for our own action.
所以因为他这样听话之后呢、啊、神就让罗伯安强盛起来。
And because he listened to the Lord, God allowed Rehoboam's nation to be prosperous.
我们来看十二章，历代志下十二章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 1.
历代志下十二章第一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 1.
罗伯安的国位坚立，他强盛的时候，我们读到这里。后来他真的强盛三年、哦
It says here that Rehoboam establishes kingdom and strengthened himself, and we see that his nation was strong for 3 years.
所以你看到十一章的五到十二节，他做了很多的建树。
So from verse 5 to 7, we see that he had many accomplishments.
来看十一章的十四节，历代志下十一章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse. 14, 11 to 14.
利未人撇下他们的郊野和产业，来到犹大与耶路撒冷，是因为耶罗波安和他儿子拒绝他们，不许他们供祭司的职分，侍奉神。十五节，耶罗波安为丘坛、为鬼魔、为自己所铸造的牛犊设在祭司。十六节，以色列人各支派中凡定义寻求神，都寻求主以色列神的，都追随利未人来。到耶路撒冷祭祀他们列祖的神。十七节，这样神就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗波安强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。这边特别记载，因为他听神的话。
Here it says that because Rehoboam listened to God,
神让他强盛三年。
God allowed him and his nation to be prosperous.
强盛的原因是因为很多宗教人士都从北国回到南国。
And the reason why they were strong was that all the godly men came from the northern kingdom to the southern kingdom.
来帮助这个国家，让大家守道理，蒙神的祝福，国家就强盛。
To help this nation to follow the will of God and to help this nation be prosperous.
那从这一段我们可以学到什么？
So what can we learn from this passage?
我们会觉得哦，心里不甘愿损失哦，是一种很正常的反应啊。
We find out that it is natural to feel the loss when we lose something.
会心里很不甘愿。
When someone else takes advantage of us, we will feel very unhappy.
我提到过说，最近有一个人叫马多夫哈。
Madoff. There is a man named Madoff.
他是这个华尔街证券交易所以前的这个从。以前的 CEO 了。
He is the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange.
退休的时候呢，就自己投资，组成投资公司。
After he retired, he formed a company to an investment company.
就有很多诺贝尔得主啦，犹太人啦，很多人很有钱的人都把钱交给他。
Many rich people, Nobel laureates, Jewish people.Invested in his company or allow him to invest for them.
就我发觉到这个人是作假的。
And later on, they found out that he was not really investing the money.
真的，有的人就这样损失了400万哦。
And because of this, some people lost $4 million.
有的全部的财产都不见了。
Some of them even lost all their possessions.
所以你在看社会新闻啊，听他们的心得，他们真的很不甘心啊，
So when you turn on the news these days, you will see these people speaking about their experience.
我也建议我们的同龄哦，不要一起做生意。
I also advise our brothers and sisters not to form a company or do business together.
因为如果生意做失败了，以后在教会见面很难过的。
Because if the business fails, when you see each other in church, you would feel very disappointed or sad.
尤其是你发觉到你这个投资，可能对方，可能你觉得对方，动机不纯正的时候，你会更加的没有办法处理这种心情的感觉。
Especially when you feel that the other brother or sister may have had bad intention, or you think that they have bad intention, you may not feel very good about it.
真的，我看有些弟兄姐妹哦，看到另外一个弟兄姐妹来，她没有办法坐在教会里面听道理耶。
And sometimes the feeling is so strong that they cannot tolerate the other person being in the same chapel with them.
所以，因为这个是很正常的，心里会不甘愿呐。
But this is very natural to feel very bad about a loss.
那这里，神让这些人不甘愿除去的方法，就跟他们讲说，这是出于我。
In order to comfort them, God said that this thing has come from me.
即使国家失去十个支派，跟罗伯安没有关系的。
It is true that the reason why the nation of Judah had lost 10 tribes was that it had nothing to do with Rehoboam.
这完全是所罗门王的错啊。
It was the mistake of King Solomon.
人生很多的损失哦，不一定是你的错了。
Sometimes we may lose some things in life and it's not our fault.
但是神允许它发生啊。
But God allows those things to happen.
那这样的时候我们该怎么办呢？
But when those types of things happen, what should we do?
我们看诗篇的39篇第9节。
Let's turn to Psalm 39.
诗篇三十九篇第九节。
Psalm 39 verse 9。
请你读三十九篇第九节。
Psalm 39 verse 9。I was mute, I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it。
哦，当我们发现到这是出于神，怎能够默然不语呀、啊、
？When we find that something has happened because of God, we then remain mute。
啊，所以大卫他很多时候他都不会去报复。
We find that King David, on many occasions, he did not avenge for the people who had wronged him.
他宁愿逃跑，宁愿做一只啊，他自己说自己好像一条死狗啊，宁愿做一只啊被追杀的一条狗一样啊。
He would rather flee from his enemies. He would rather be like a dead dog.
当你有能力哦去把对方讨回来的时候，吼，那又不去讨，这要吞下很多的 pride。要 swallow 很多的 pride， 这个要有很多的自制力才有办法的。
We know that we need to exercise a lot of self-control when we have the power to avenge for ourselves, yet we do not. It takes a lot of self-control.
但是因为出于神，所以我们就把那种内心的感受，把它不让它爆发出来。
But if we know that all these things happen because of God's will, then we will not.Avenge for ourselves.
所以我们刚提到说，你听神的话，神会负责了。
We have mentioned earlier that if you listen to God and follow Him, God will take care of it. He will be responsible.
你按照自己来行事，自己要负责任了。
But if you do according to your own will, you will have to be responsible.
我记得我小时候有一次听到教会一个见证会。
When I was a child, there was a spiritual convocation with a testimony session.
有一个我阿姨啊在做见证。
I remember my aunt was giving a testimony.
她的见证内容细节我记不住了。
I don't remember the details of her testimony.
我只记得她见证的时候一直哭啊。
I only remember that she was crying throughout her testimony.
后来我这位大姨被立为执事。
And later on, this aunt of mine became a deaconess.
她那时候还没有被立，她就在谈她在教会怎么样受。他在经历一些事情，怎么样受委屈，又能够把自己的那个委屈把它压下去的，那个过程他怎么胜过的？
She talked about how she had suffered wrong and how she was able to control herself so that she can suppress those feelings.
从他的眼泪当中，我发觉到真的要吞下委屈呀、啊，真的是不是一件容易的事情。
As I watched her cry, I could tell that it is very difficult to.Put down our pride to suffer the wrongs.
我们知道罗伯安啊，到最后还是没有立志寻求神。
Later on, we find that Rehoboam did not determine himself to follow God.
我们看列王记上十四章二十一节。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 14, verse 1.
列王记上十四章二十一节。
First Kings chapter 14, verse 1.
十四章二十一节到二十四节，请你读。
Oh, I'm sorry. First Kings chapter 14, verse 21 to 24.
二十一节到二十五节。
21 to 25. Chapter 14, First Kings chapter 14, verses 21 to 24. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they committed, more than all that their fathers had done. For they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also perverted persons in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
在所罗门王晚年，只有他自己拜偶像。
Towards the end of Solomon's reign, only he himself worshipped idols.
但是到罗伯安时代啊，不只是王朝拜偶像啊，是那个偶像的敬拜啊，影响到全国。
But by the time of King Rehoboam, not just the king worshipped the idols, but everyone in the nation also worshipped idols.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为罗伯安的妈妈是一个亚门人。
It is because Rehoboam's mother was an Ammonitess.
他身上这样记载，一定是他对罗伯安有很大的影响。
I believe that the Bible will state this in here is because his mother had great influence on him.
那我们刚刚提到说，他一辈子就是不立定心意寻求神。
We had mentioned earlier that King Rehoboam did not determine his heart to follow God.
在罗伯安的时代哦，有一种人哦，身上讲他们立定心意寻求神。我们刚刚读过，再读一次。
During the time of Rehoboam, there were people who determined their heart to follow God.
我们看历代志下十一章十六节。
Let's turn back to Second Chronicles chapter 11, verse 16.
历代志下十一章十六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 11, verse 16.
这是一个很大的对比啊。
And this is a great contrast between the two.
请读。
Verse 16, and after the Levites left, those from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers.
这是不简单的，为了拜神搬家。
We see that they are very admirable because they moved in order to worship God.
不是为了生活，是为了神啊！那生命的决定不是生活做取向，是以神做取向。
They did not make decisions in our life in order to please their daily needs, but they moved to please God.
这个就是立定心意寻求神。
And that is how they set their heart to seek the Lord.
今天我们哦，一定要有这样的决心呐、啊，吼。
So today we must have this determination.
我们这一辈子啊，一定要下定决心，我这一辈子一定要继续的追求神。
We must make a determination in our life to seek after the Lord.
不可以改变这种想法的。
We cannot change our determination.
中国人有一个人叫做项羽啊。
There is a man in the olden times of China.
带兵要出去打仗。
And he was leading the army out to fight.
过了一条河。
He was crossing a river.
过了河之后就把那个船给他烧掉了。
And after he crossed the river, he burned the boat or ship.
把那个他们的碗啊。瓢盆啊，通通把它打碎掉了。阿兵哥的瓢盆通通打碎掉了。
And he also broke all the spoons and bowls.
把他们的帐篷烧掉了。
And they also set fire to their own tents.
跟阿兵哥这样讲。
And he said to the soldiers,
你要睡觉。
If you want to sleep,
今天晚上睡起敌人的帐篷。
We must sleep in our enemy's tent.
你要吃饭没有碗筷。
You want to eat but have no bowls and chopsticks.
今天晚上用敌人的碗筷。
And this night, you shall use the chopsticks of your enemies.
这个就是立定心志哦，就是一个我的心情决定，我有个目标，无论怎么样，我就把它达成了。
This is what it means to make a determination. That is, we set our mind on something and we actually do it.
所以我们今天追求神也要同样的信心哦。
So today, as we seek the Lord, we need to have the same heart.
如果没有这样的心哦，人一安逸一顺利，就变成人的一个失败的开始。
If we do not have this kind of heart and a soon as we become comfortable in our life, we will lose our direction in life.
我们看历代志下的十二章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
I'm sorry, chapter 12, verse 1.
请读。
Now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him.
所以你知道吗？如果我们真的不立定心志寻求神，当我强盛起来的时候，我自己有很多资源呢，我就靠自己的资源就好了。
We can see that if a person does not set his mind on following the Lord, as soon as he becomes comfortable in his circumstances, he will forsake the Lord.
困难的时候，寻求神，这是很正常的反应。
We know that it is easy and normal to seek the Lord in times of difficulties.
强盛的时候继续寻求神，这才是有根基的信仰。
But when we see someone seeking the Lord in times of comfort, we can tell that this is a person who is rooted deeply in faith.
大卫在建立国家的时候，第一件事情就想要为耶柜来建一个圣殿。
As soon as David became king, he wanted to build God a temple.
强盛的时候还懂得依靠神，想到神呢。
We see that during his time of prosperity, he still remembered God.
所以这个是我们的一个学习。
So he is a great example for us.
我以前没有当传道以前，记得一个传道人这样讲。
Before I became a pastor, I remember a preacher saying.
他说他每次到非洲去的时候，都把他当成那是他第一次去。
He said that every time he went to Africa, he would treat it as his first time to Africa.
因为人很容易依靠自己的经验。
Because it is easy for people to rely on their own previous experience.
然后就忘了依靠神。
And at the same time, forget God.
那因为这样子，所以神就兴起示撒来攻打耶路撒冷。
And so that is why God raised up Shishai to attack the nation.
我们看十二章的第二节，历代志下十二章第二节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 2. And it happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord.
第三节。
Verse 3, with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horsemen, and people without number, who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim and the Sukkim and the Ethiopians.
第四节。
Verse 4, and he took the fortified cities of Judah and came to Jerusalem.
第五节。
Verse 5, then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and the leaders of Judah, who were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus says the Lord, you have forsaken me, and therefore I also have left you in the hand of Shishak.
第六节。
Verse 6, so the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous.
继续。
Verse 7, now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Verse 8, nevertheless they will be his servants, that they may distinguish my service from the service of the kingdoms of the nations.
后来示撒来把这个金盾牌通通抢走了。
And so later on, king of Egypt, Shishak, stole all the gold breastplates in the temple.
考古学家后来找到示撒的木乃伊。
And later on, archaeologists found the mummy of King Shishak.
发觉到这个木乃伊啊，身上披金戴银啊。
They discovered that he wore a lot of gold and silver on his body.
很多人相信啊，这是耶路撒冷的金盾牌。
And many people believe thatThese were the treasures that he had stolen from Jerusalem.
因为罗伯安他自高，神就让他谦卑。
Because Jeroboam was proud, so God humbled him.
那谦卑当中祷告神，神又保守他，让他进贡而已，没有把国家灭掉。
And after he humbled himself, God saved him, and so he did not destroy the nation, just allowed him to pay tribute to the other nation.
我们看历代志下十二章十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 12. When he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to destroy him completely, and things also went well in Judah.
最后，犹大就有好的事情了。
And after that, good things happened to Judah.
但是我们到最后，圣经上有定义说他一辈子又行恶
But later on, we see the Bible, the way the Bible defines his life is that he did evil.
我们发觉到罗伯安的一生有两个 cycle, 有两个循环。
We can see that in the lifetime of Rehoboam, he went through cycles.
第一个循环就是他失去国度，听神的话，神让他强盛。
The first time was that he listened to God and God allowed him to be prosperous.
强盛的时候他就失败。
When he was prosperous, he made a mistake.
那神就兴起外敌来攻打他，然后他又谦卑，神又让他国家好一点点。
Then God raised up enemy for him, and then he humbled himself.
最后他的结局又是行恶。
But at the end, he committed evil deeds again.
我们看到这个历史，我们不禁要问几个问题哈。
When we see this historical, when we see history, we will wonder and have these questions.
人啊，是不是一定要有所经历才能够得到学习呢？
Is it necessary for people to go through these cycles and to have experiences in order to learn?
人如果没有经历什么东西，难道就没有办法学习到神的道路吗？
Is it really true that one cannot learn without making mistakes?
人一定要有困难才会谦卑吗？
Is it true that we need to encounter difficult times in order to, for us to be humble?
谦卑的人一定是在困难当中的人吗？
Is it necessarily true that those who are humble have gone through difficult times?
是不是我们在谦卑之后又会走回自己的道路呢？
And is it true that after we have been humble, we will return to their to our old ways?
为什么人会有这么多的循环 cycle 呢？
Why is it that we need to go through these cycles?
我想问题还是在我们的心啊。
I believe that the problem lies in our hearts.
所以箴言讲说，我儿，你要把心归我。
Therefore, the Bible says, Proverbs says that my son, you need to, your heart needs to belong to me.
我们的心要立志啊，寻求神的旨意。
And our heart needs to make a determination to follow God.
要从一件小事情做起啊，我们就可以渐渐的走到神要我们走的方向。
So if we can start doing this from a very small matter, then we can slowly walk towards God's will.
以斯拉定制寻求，这个以斯拉定制查考寻求教导神的话语。
Ezra determined his heart to study the word of God and to teach His word.
今天我们也可以在一些事情我们可以做得到的定制常常这样做。
We can also apply the same principle in doing God's will in these small matters.
有的人定制每天祷告半个小时。
Many people determine their hearts to pray 30 minutes a day.
有的人立志没有其他原因不会停止聚会。
Many people determine their hearts never to cease observing services.
这是外在的表现而已啊。
And these are external manifestations.
但重要的是我们的心啊。
But the most important is our heart.
所以盼望我们可以把我们的心归给神。
So we hope that we can give our heart to God.
定下心意，寻求神。
We hope that we can make a determination to follow God.
那真是433首。
Let's sing hymn 433.